3, 2, 1, cue my theme song. I, Professor Burkhead, took some old spare parts and built a new machine to reveal just what is in our hearts, to connect with animals and people and bridge that great divide. I had to keep my work a secret, so in space I would reside. I fueled my rocket, I took a flyer, and on my space station I built the unifier. Now it's a perfect fit for both
Bike Messenger and Cheetah.
A brilliant mind like mine simply cannot be defeated. And as proof, let's bring in both our guests, 'cause this is the time. Yeah, baby, it's the groove, 'cause this is the place where I say it's nice to meet you. Ah, now that's a theme song. All right, Unifier, I require two more subjects for the next unification. Here we go.
Unifier operation.
Welcome aboard, subjects. Oh, translator on, please, Taylor. Thank you so much. Has the process of being teleported to my space station / laboratory treated you all right?
Did I die?
Oh, my...
I took the sharp turn on 15th, and I know a truck hit me. Oh, no, I'm
no,
dead.
No, no, no.
I have so many packages to deliver.
No, listen, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Let me explain. I'm Professor Jameson Burkhead. This is the Unification Chamber. I've teleported you here to my space station to hopefully achieve a greater degree of harmony and understanding between you and this... Oh, Cheetah. Hello.
Is this the Savannah?
No. Listen, I'm just going to seal the both of you in here real quick.
Okay, if I'm not dead, can I go back? Because I have a lot of packages to deliver.
Oh, yes, I can see the Unifier got your bag and bicycle as well.
I am no longer in the Savannah.
No.
Okay, but I have to go.
Okay, well, I respect that. At the same time, the Unification Chamber is sealed, so it generally doesn't unseal until unification happens. So, you see, I'm sort of up against it
okay,
a little bit
but
as well.
Okay, but there is a cheetah here, and the cheetah's gonna kill me.
Well, there's a suspension field keeping you both on your sides of the Unification Chamber. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Why don't we start? You there on the left, why don't you introduce ourselves? Tell us who you are, where you're from.
Animal. Introduction.
My name is Daniel. I'm a cheetah. I live in the Savannah, and I am not currently in the Savannah.
That's correct, Daniel.
You know my name.
Yes, Daniel. Yes.
I normally live in the Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take me back to the Savannah?
Daniel, we're going to get to it in just a minute. And then you on the right, please, your name, where you're from, and what is it that you do?
Human. Introduction.
I don't have any signal here. My phone's not working. I need to text my boss that I'm not in New York. Am I in New York?
No, you're in outer space. Well, low Earth orbit. Yeah, you're not going to get any cell reception up here.
Okay, I'm Megan. I'm a bike courier, or bike messenger, if that's easier to say. I have a lot of work to do. I'm currently delivering a package from Chelsea to the Upper West Side, and it's a long bike ride, and I gotta go.
I also gotta go. Back to the Savannah.
So we're in agreeance!
Okay, that is not what unification is, okay? It's not just we agree that we don't want to be here. So... give us sort of a day in the life. What does a regular day look like for Daniel, a cheetah?
My name's Daniel.
Oh, my lord.
I live on the Savannah. I usually hunt gazelle or impala. I run fast. And I live on the Savannah.
Okay, I guess I sort of get it, Daniel. And Megan, you know, I'm sort of getting an image about your life based on what you've sort of brought with you, but what's a typical day like for you?
7 a.m., wake up, have a high-protein breakfast, head out the door, get on my bike. My bike is my instrument, and it is how I do art. What is my art? It's bike messenger. I haven't figured out the verb of it. I take... packages from one place to another. Important packages, blueprints, contracts, balloons, anything you need to be messaged, I will messenger them for you.
Okay, well, I'm not 100% sure why the Unifier would select the two of you to come into...
You know, I also don't know why the Unifier brought me here. Do you have Wi-Fi?
Well, it's a little touch and go. You know, I mainly only use it for sending data to my Earthbound data center.
Wait a minute. We're in space.
Yes.
Not the savannah.
Daniel, I'll be honest. You know, when I think of a cheetah, I think of a very fast animal. You know what I'm saying?
My apologies if I am distracted. I am always mentally preparing to run fast across the savannah.
Yeah, okay. Yes, good.
I'm told I'm the fastest land animal, but I choose to think that everyone else is just moving slow.
Hey, Daniel, what kind of speeds you talking? I've gotten up to 30 miles per hour on my bike. Look how fast I can move.
You think this is fast?
Yeah, how fast do you go?
I can run very fast.
Okay, this conversation might be at a bit of an impasse here unless we can interact with each other. So I'm going to deactivate the suspension fields with the promise of Daniel, you're not going to try to eat Megan.
Megan is not a gazelle or an impala.
Yes, very true. Okay, deactivating suspension fields.
Deactivating force field.
So, Megan, you've got your bike. Daniel, you're a cheetah. So if you want to compare, this might be a little easier this way.
Okay, I'm going to get on my bike, and you are going to run. You can go pretty fast.
See? I was simply waiting to run fast. When I run, my tail is used to help me turn and to slow down. And it lets me run up to faster than a gazelle.
Daniel, why don't you do a quick sprint for us, and I can give a little measurement here.
Racers, start your engines.
Okay, and a one, and a two, and away we go.
Whoa, Taylor, is this right?
Was that fast?
That was like 75 miles an hour, Daniel. Plus, your mental activity was off the charts.
I can do that.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan, maybe don't push yourself too hard.
No. I'm gonna pop real quick a hard-boiled egg.
You just have one of those in your bag?
Uh-huh. High-protein diet.
Seems gross.
It smells gross.
Hard-boiled eggs are my favorite food. I can give you a good recipe. Okay, let's go.
Racers, start your engines.
One, two, three.
Okay, how fast is that? Pretty good. 33 miles an hour? That's not bad.
Oh,
you seem very anxious when moving quickly. Are you not comfortable moving fast?
I stressed my body a little bit, yeah.
I mean, no disrespect when I say this. I would classify you as not fast.
Okay, well, listen. I know you don't mean any disrespect, but I feel disrespected. You just hurt my feelings, Daniel. I'm pretty fast.
I have made you feel bad.
Yeah.
This makes me feel bad that I made you feel bad.
Why don't we move on to the next stage of the experiment? It's time for the IRO, or the introduction of a random object. Commencing IRO drop now.
Introduction of random object.
Oh, it came up from the floor this time.
Oh, I love this! It's a tetherball pole!
Daniel, do cheetahs play ball of any kind? Any kind of games, or...?
Sometimes we will play games where we run fast and then we stop running when we are tired of running.
Mm.
But the cheetah who wins is the cheetah who runs the fastest for the longest. Am I going too fast for you?
Do
you
not get... No, you're not.
No, yeah, that's usually how races work. Honestly, I feel like there's a lot of tension between you and I. Since you made the comment about me not being very fast, and I think a way for us to relieve this tension could be playing a game of tetherball.
I've never played tetherball before. At what point do we run as fast as we can?
So actually, there's no running. So the goal of the game is to wrap the ball around the pole. Mm-hmm. But you want to wrap it this way.
Oh.
And I want to wrap it this way.
Ah.
So we're going to be competing to see who can wrap the ball around the tether.
I understand.
I'm not confident about that, but sure, give it a try.
Stand right here.
Okay.
And I will stand right here. Nope, don't follow me.
Okay.
Don't follow me. Okay, you can be on this side then.
Well, if we're going to run as fast as we can, then we need to be at the same place.
That's not
going to
happen.
We're not going to run. Not at all.
No.
Oh.
Are you winking?
Uh-huh, gotcha. We're not going to run. Yep.
No. We're not
saying
running.
Something, but I don't mean it because we're going to run as fast as we can.
That's what a game is, so I'm ready to do it.
Okay, so you stay right here, and you're not going to run, and I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to...
Oh, the ball is going...
Stop it! You gotta stop it!
I have to stop it?
You've lost that round, Daniel. You're supposed to hit the ball back.
We haven't even run the race part yet.
But this... Daniel, we're really struggling here. You just gotta hit the ball back.
Daniel, I have an idea. Okay, imagine there's a bird that you want to eat.
Okay.
And you have tracked it down.
Mm-hmm.
But right before you get to the bird...
Mm-hmm.
It starts to fly off. What do you do?
Oh, I hit it with my paw and then catch it and put it in my mouth.
Yes. So you're going to do that, except don't put the ball in your mouth, okay?
Got it.
The ball is a bird, but you're not going to eat it.
Okay, the ball is a bird, and I am not going to eat it.
Do not eat it. Okay, ready, set, pop!
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 Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, I get the bird! I get the bird!
Oh,
Don't eat it!
Daniel.
This is not a bird. You lied to me. This is no bird.
Yes, Taylor, what kind of bird? Is it leather? You're not going to enjoy eating that, Daniel. I would just take that out of your mouth.
Well, I guess I got a point and Daniel has a point.
Connection low.
Okay, well, that's all swell, but our unification levels here are extremely disappointing. We need something to jumpstart the unification process here. Otherwise, this whole experiment would have been for nothing.
Can I say, you should come to the savannah. We could go for a fast run or a fast walk into a run. Fast.
Fast.
Yes, fast. We get it already. Is there nothing else you two can find some common ground on? We're in serious danger of having to scrub the entire day's work.
I don't know what you want from us.
I'm trying to get you two to connect on a deeper level and achieve full unification.
You know how we can connect on a deeper level? This professor is really starting to annoy me.
That's not a way to unify, okay? So that don't...
We could list the things we don't like about being here in this place that's not the savannah.
Number one, I don't like that I got pulled out of work without being asked first.
And I don't like that this place isn't the savannah.
And I don't like being interrupted from my job by a guy who thinks he's smarter than me.
And this place that he brought me to isn't where I live, the savannah.
Okay, yeah, fine. Listen, I'm sending you back to Earth. All right, experiment over.
I like this plan, because then I'll be back on the savannah.
The savannah, yes. Okay, and then you can just run to your heart's content, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. On the savannah.
Oh, my lord. Okay.
It was nice meeting you, bro.
Unify your power.
It was nice to meet you as well, but not as nice meeting the professor.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm aborting the experiment. Are you happy now? All done. Farewell to you both.
I'm moving back.
Could you imagine being that focused on one thing, Taylor? Just running. You're pointing at me. I'm that way? About what? Cause this is the time! Yeah, baby, it's the groove! Cause this is the place where I say it's nice to meet you! About the Taylor, it's a completely different scenario, okay? I'm trying to better mankind, alright? That's why I spend every waking hour thinking of the Unifier. I don't appreciate the comparison at all! I do lots of things that aren't the experiment. I make spreadsheets of data.